Julie Hathaway grew up on a farm in southeastern Minnesota and currently lives in Rochester. She's been writing for as long as she can remember, but only recently started writing poetry. Her poems have been featured in several regional anthologies. Here's Julie Hathaway reading her poem, I Leave My Purse.
I leave my purse. I don't know how else to say that. I left it again, just now, in a Starbucks. Under a chair, in front of the floor-to-ceiling windows. The tiny metal tables outside filled with smokers. All those people looking in, looking out, walking by. Yep, there it was when I went back. 1979. I left it in a small-town cafe in Wisconsin. Siren, maybe. Headed north on our honeymoon. For reasons that still aren't clear to me, I had brought all the wedding cards. I thought it would be fun to open them together in the hotel. Or maybe not. Maybe it was something else. All that cash in my blue suede wallet, on top of the napkin holder behind the skinny glass vase with the red plastic roses. A lot of miles back across Wisconsin, there it was, untouched, right behind the roses. In 1989, or maybe 1990, on our way to the Minnesota North Shore, an overfilled Saab and a small pull-behind trailer, we'd stop for lunch, perhaps at a Hardee's, perhaps in Hinckley. An hour north on I-35, I reached into the empty space where my wallet should have been. I couldn't find the memory of where I had put it down, maybe on the table or in the bathroom or on top of the car before I loaded up two kids and a Scottish Terrier. An hour on a payphone trying to cancel everything, and then an hour south on I-35. There it was, spread in pieces, alongside the entrance ramp. I left it in an unlocked room safe in Strasbourg, France. I had help that time. The last hand to touch it was my second husband's. But still, the wallet was mine. We'd checked out, gone sightseeing for the day, come back to the hotel lobby to collect our bags and catch a taxi to the train station. A lovely French desk clerk handed me the pink travel wallet and said, "The maid found this and thought you might want it back." But it sounded better in French.